All right, ready to dive in. Today, we're tackling something that's always been a hot topic, but it feels especially relevant now. The whole reason versus emotion thing.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Right. And, you know, you sent in this essay by Johannes Werner, who's both a physicist and a philosopher, which is a pretty cool combo.
It is.
And his take on this whole reason versus emotion thing really got me thinking. He actually uses this real-life philosophical debate he witnessed in a cafe in Berlin as like a jumping-off point to talk about some really big issues.
Oh, like what?
Like political manipulation, biases, even how authoritarianism is gaining traction in the world.
Wow, so he goes from a cafe debate to like global politics.
Exactly. It's a pretty wild ride.
I'm intrigued.
So before we get into all that, can you kind of set the scene for our listeners? What was the vibe of this cafe like?
Well, according to Werner, it was this really lively spot for intellectual debate. You know, you had all these passionate people, just average folks, not academics or anything, who loved to get together and hash out these big philosophical questions.
Cool. So like a real meeting of the minds.
Yeah. And sometimes the debates could get pretty heated. You know, people really dug in and defended their positions.
I can imagine.
But ultimately, there was this underlying respect for, like, the process of philosophical debate itself. It wasn't about winning or losing. It was about, like, engaging in this shared pursuit of truth, even if they didn't always agree.
That's so cool. Okay, so what was the specific debate that sparked Werner's essay? What was the question they were grappling with?
The question was, do feelings trump reason?
Huh. Straight to the point.
Right. And Werner immediately points out that the way that question is phrased is already kind of loaded.
Oh, how so?
Well, it's almost like it's setting us up to think that feelings automatically win, you know? Like it's a foregone conclusion.
Yeah, I see what you mean. It's as if it's implying that reason doesn't stand a chance against our emotions.
Right, and Werner wants us to question that assumption. He's pushing back on this idea that we're all just slaves to our feelings.
Makes sense. It does make you wonder, though, right? Like, how much of our decision-making is truly rational versus how much is driven by emotions we might not even be fully aware of.
Absolutely. And that's one of the big threads he unravels in the essay. But before we get too deep into that, I think it might be helpful to step back and define some terms here.
Okay, sounds good. Like, what do we actually mean by reason, feeling, and maybe even throw intuition in there while we're at it?
Yeah, all these words get tossed around so much, it's easy to lose sight of what they really mean. And Werner actually draws some interesting distinctions.
Okay, I'm all ears.
So he sees reason, or intellect, as the part of us that processes information, kind of like a computer. It's all about analyzing data, weighing evidence, thinking things through logically.
So that's like our Mr. Spock side, the cold, calculating logician within us all.
Exactly. But then he contrasts that with feeling, which he sees as the source of our values, our judgments, and ultimately our decisions.
So feeling is what actually motivates us to act.
Exactly. And here's where things get really interesting. He argues that reason, by itself, doesn't actually tell us what we want. It just helps us figure out how to get it.
Wait, hold on. I need to wrap my head around that.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mind bender.
So he's saying that even when we think we're making a totally rational, logical decision, there's always some underlying feeling, some desire that's actually driving that choice.
Exactly. It's like reason is the tool, but emotion is the hand that wields it.
Okay, that's a really helpful way to think about it. But can you give me a real world example? I'm a bit of a concrete thinker, you know? I need to see it in action.
Sure, sure. Werner actually uses this great example. Think about filling up your gas tank before a road trip.
Okay, yeah.
On the surface, that seems like a purely practical decision.
Right, totally.
You know, you're using logic. You don't want to run out of gas.
Right.
But the underlying feeling there is that you want to avoid the negative consequences of being stranded on the side of the road.
Okay, that's true. I don't want to be stuck calling a tow truck.
Exactly. And that desire to avoid that unpleasant situation, that's rooted in emotion. It's not just pure logic.
Wow, you're totally right. So even something as seemingly straightforward as filling up your gas tank is actually influenced by emotions. It's like you said, reason is the tool, but emotion is the motivation behind using the tool. And, you know, this whole idea of underlying emotions actually ties in really well with another concept Werner talks about, Bauchgefühl, which is the German word for gut feeling or intuition.
Yes. And that's where things get even more complex, because on one hand, Werner acknowledges that intuition can be incredibly powerful.
Right. Like, we've all had those moments where we just know something, even if we can't explain why.
Exactly. And he points to some really cool examples, like mothers who just intuitively know what their babies need, or the mathematician Ramanujan, who made all these incredible breakthroughs based largely on intuition.
Right. There are definitely times when our gut feeling leads us in the right direction. But I have a feeling Werner doesn't stop there.
You're catching on. He definitely acknowledges the upsides of intuition. But he also issues a pretty strong warning about its potential downsides.
Oh, okay. Like what?
Well, he argues that intuition isn't always reliable. In fact, it can be downright harmful in some cases. And this actually ties back to what we were talking about earlier with, you know, things like political manipulation and authoritarianism.
Oh, okay. I'm starting to see the connection. So you're saying that our intuition, our gut feelings, can actually lead us down a dangerous path.
He argues that unchecked intuition can fuel prejudice, discrimination, and blind allegiance to charismatic but potentially dangerous figures. It's like sometimes our gut is telling us what we want to hear rather than what's actually true.
That's a sobering thought. But if we can't always trust our gut feelings and reason is just a tool, what are we supposed to do? How do we navigate this tricky terrain of reason versus emotion?
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it? Like, how do we find that balance?
Right. Because it sounds like Werner is saying that neither reason nor emotion is inherently good or bad. It's more about how we use them.
Exactly. It's not about choosing one over the other. It's about cultivating both and understanding, like, their strengths and weaknesses.
So it's not about silencing our gut feelings altogether. It's more about learning to, like, question them, to hold them up to the light of reason.
Precisely. It's about using our reason to examine those intuitive responses and see if they, you know, actually hold up under scrutiny.
Okay, so it's like a two-step process. First, we have that initial gut reaction, and then we use reason to kind of check it, make sure it's leading us in the right direction.
Exactly. And that's actually where Werner brings in this idea of intellectual humility.
Oh, that's an interesting phrase. I haven't heard that one before. What does he mean by intellectual humility?
Well, it's basically about recognizing that we don't have all the answers, you know?
Right. We're not always right.
Exactly. And it's about being open to the possibility that we might be wrong.
Yeah.
And even more than that, it's about being willing to change our minds when presented with new evidence.
Yeah. That makes sense,
yeah.
Especially in today's world where we're constantly bombarded with so much information. It's easy to get stuck in our own echo chambers, just listening to the things that confirm our existing beliefs.
Absolutely. And that's where intellectual humility becomes really crucial. It allows us to step outside those echo chambers and be open to different perspectives, even if those perspectives challenge our own.
I can see how that would be really helpful, not just for like personal growth, but for society as a whole. If we all had a little more intellectual humility, maybe we'd be better able to have those difficult conversations, bridge those divides that seem to be widening all the time.
Absolutely. And Werner believes that cultivating traits like, you know, knowledge, tolerance, and this intellectual humility can actually help guide our intuition towards more positive outcomes. It's like we're training our gut to make better judgments.
So it's not just about using reason to override our gut feelings. It's about using reason to help us refine our intuition, to make it more, I don't know, trustworthy.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It's about finding that sweet spot where reason and emotion can work together rather than against each other.
Like partners in a dance.
Exactly. When reason and emotion are in sync, amazing things can happen. But when they're out of step, things can get pretty messy.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. And speaking of finding that balance, Werner ends the essay on a kind of hopeful note, talking about the wisdom that can come with age.
Yeah, he does. And I think there's a lot of truth to that.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What's his take on the whole wisdom thing?
He suggests that as we mature, we hopefully develop a different kind of feeling, something beyond those like knee-jerk reactions we might have had when we were younger.
Okay, so not just gut feelings, but something deeper.
Right. He describes it as the ability to understand our own limitations as well as the limitations of others with compassion and even, you know, a bit of humor. It's about recognizing that life is complex and we're all just doing the best we can.
You know, that really resonates with me. I think we've all had those moments where we look back on a younger version of ourselves and think, wow, I thought I knew everything back then.
Right. And it usually makes us chuckle a bit because we realize how much we've learned since then. often through our mistakes.
Exactly. And that ability to laugh at ourselves, to acknowledge our past missteps, I think that's a key part of wisdom. It allows us to integrate reason and emotion in a more balanced way because we're not so afraid of being wrong anymore.
Yeah, we can let go of that need to be right all the time. And that actually frees us up to be more open, more compassionate, and ultimately, I think, wiser.
So it's not about becoming some kind of emotionless robot. It's about learning to use both our heads and our hearts to navigate the world.
Absolutely. We need both to make sense of this complex, messy, beautiful thing we call life.
This has been such an eye-opening conversation. It's amazing how Werner takes this seemingly simple debate in a cafe and turns it into this profound reflection on human behavior.
He really does. It's a great example of how philosophy can help us understand ourselves and the world around us in a deeper way.
And it all circles back to that original question, right? Do feelings trump reason? It turns out it's not that simple.
Not at all.
So what does all this mean for our listeners? What's the takeaway here?
I think Werner's essay offers us a challenge, a call, to be more aware of how reason and emotion are interacting in our own lives.
It's like an invitation to pay attention, to become more conscious of how we're making decisions.
Exactly. And to recognize that it's never purely rational or purely emotional. Mm-hmm. It's always this complex interplay between the two.
Yeah, it's like he's encouraging us to become like lifelong students of our own inner workings, you know, constantly observing how our thoughts and feelings are shaping the choices we make.
And being willing to admit when we're wrong, especially when our gut feeling, you know, leads us astray.
Which can be tough. It takes courage to question those deep-seated beliefs, those instinctive reactions that just feel so right in the moment.
Totally. But you know what? It's also incredibly liberating. Because when we let go of that need to be right all the time, when we embrace that humility, it opens us up to new possibilities, new ways of seeing the world.
It's like we're breaking free from the limitations of our own biases and assumptions.
Exactly. And that's where real growth happens, both for us individually and for society as a whole.
This has been such a thought-provoking deep dive. You know, it's made me realize how often I make decisions based on gut feelings without even realizing it.
Oh, I think we all do that to some extent. It's human nature. But the key is becoming aware of those patterns and learning to, like, pause and question them.
So it's not about trying to become some kind of emotionless robot. It's about using both our heads and our hearts to navigate the world.
Exactly. We need both. They're both essential parts of what makes us human.
And that brings us to you, dear listener. We've been talking a lot about reason and emotion, intuition and wisdom. But now we want to hear from you. What are some ways you use both reason and intuition in your own life?
Like, can you think of a time when you followed your gut and it turned out to be a brilliant decision? Or maybe a time when you overthought something and missed an opportunity?
Or even those times when your intuition led you down the wrong path. Those can be just as valuable learning experiences, right?
Absolutely. Because let's be honest, we've all been there.
Exactly. So share your stories with us. Tell us about your own struggles and triumphs in navigating this complex terrain of reason and emotion. We're all in this together, figuring it out as we go.
And who knows? Maybe we can all learn a thing or two from each other's experiences.
That's what this is all about, right? Learning, growing, and maybe even becoming a little bit wiser along the way.
So keep exploring these ideas. Keep questioning. Keep seeking that balance between your head and your heart.
Because that's where the real magic happens.